This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Here we go. Hour 4, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. What a very eventful day with Matt Eberflus's dismissal from the Cowboys and then John Harbaugh and the Ravens mutually parting ways. That's what we have as we head into this 5 o'clock hour in addition of Football's Finest with Eric Chiafalo. Yes, sir. Plenty to get to. Jason Garrett news. We got the Harbaugh fallout and so much more right after this.
But at the end of the day, it's about taking it a day by a time. A day and a day, just continuing to do that.
You cannot lose games in the NFL and still win.
To win games, you have to win the game, not lose the game.
It doesn't matter. He pulls another rabbit out of his head.
We'll see if Jason Garrett can pull a rabbit out of his head as he's set to interview on Friday for the Titans head coaching job. Not a ball sack. That is confirmed. Adam Schefter and many other NFL reporters on this right now. So Jason Garrett getting an opportunity. I mean, now that the Ravens job is open, I think that's clearly the best job available.
Mm-hmm.
But I was kind of thinking the Titans job was pretty good. Everybody wants to talk about the Giants, and I think the Giants have a better overall roster. But don't you tie yourself to Cam Ward quicker than you tie yourself to Jackson Dart?
I would think so, yes. I believe in Cam Ward more, although, man, his season was so bad. It would make me believe we need so many good players around this that it's going to be multiple years. If right. I can get any improvement going off 2025 into 2026, that's going to buy me time because expectations are zero. If I deliver a 6, 7, 8 win season next year, they're going to feel like we're heading in the right direction. I got momentum. We got to nail so many drafts in a row to become respectable in Tennessee, though. Like, this is a long-term project, you know, and maybe Jason Garrett's the perfect guy for that.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I would be pretty deflated if that ended up being the hire if I'm a Titans fan.
Absolutely. You know, I think what this exposes is how cool it is to have a Clayton Adams as your OC. Because there are so many teams out there that when it's time to hire a head coach, they're just looking for a podium guy. They're looking for a guy that's going to set the culture, and we're going to stress fundamentals and executing and winning your matchups. Like, that is still something that, you know, a number of NFL franchises value over a schematic advantage. While we're living in the biggest scheme era in the history of the league.
Yeah.
It's all the money that they're getting, hundreds of millions of dollars. There is no need to do a deep dive on what it's going to take to be successful because we have so much money coming out of our ears. It'd be hard to focus for a lot of teams on winning. We're just running a football team and cashing checks.
Yeah, it's crazy. It really is. That's the wildest head coach interview that has been lined up to this point, I believe, right? We haven't seen anything crazier than a team
interviewing Jason Garrett right now like the Titans are. That seems like the wildest one. Cam Ward, by the way, of the Titans, the things he learned his rookie year, the first thing he learned is get your helmet down on a QB sneak or they will pop your ace. Okay, so you got to get your head down. Otherwise, you're going to get smacked. I guess a QB sneak in the NFL is different than every other level that Cam Ward's ever played. Okay, he also learned that you can throw the ball across your body in the NFL. You can if you're built like Cam Ward. Okay.
You make that happen.
And you have to really love the game to play in the NFL, especially for a team like that where you're love just losing time and time again. Now, the big news as well coming down in the last hour or so is the Ravens firing head coach John Harbaugh. And Diana Russini says a key pressure point in the dismissal there of Harbaugh, according to those familiar with today's discussions, was his refusal to entertain any conversations about potentially moving on from offensive coordinator Todd Monken. So he was married to the idea of keeping the OC. They clearly weren't. So Monken will be definitely looking for a new job here moving forward. And the Ravens job will be a huge commodity right now. The Ravens job will be the best job available. And John Harbaugh will be the most sought after coach available at this point, right?
Shefty just put out he's the favorite for the Giants job right now.
Of course he is.
And there's a lot of Jesse Minter hype for the Ravens.
For the Ravens.
The DC with the Chargers right now.
So you still get a little Harbaugh tie back to the Ravens right there.
Maybe he's willing to say bye bye Todd Monken.
Yeah, well, that's inevitable at this point. Yeah,
whoever their coach is.
Yeah.
You're not having him as your offensive coordinator. Sorry, guys.
You guys worry about Harbaugh being a coach with the Giants?
Well, yeah. Yes. He would step in and he would be the best coach in the division.
Like a younger version of Tom Coughlin, maybe. You know, when Tom Coughlin left, Tom Coughlin came in there, gave the Giants some stability, kind of built the team in the right way, gave it some toughness.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, absolutely. That would be a home run hire if you're a Giants fan right now or any one of these teams that has a vacancy, you're looking for Harbaugh. So if the Giants, and I think Stefanski would be solid as well, from a Cowboys perspective, I would not like to see Harbaugh or Stefanski end up with the Giants.
Todd Monken with Jackson Dart. How would you see that?
Oh, okay. Yeah, because that's a good point.
Goes with Harbaugh,
Harbaugh goes, maybe Monken ends up going as well. Yeah, I mean, a little bit of the college-style offense.
They had Wink Martindale already with the Giants, right?
They did.
Yeah, Wink's already been through those doors.
Wink is kind of on the street now because of the Michigan situation. He's no longer coaching at Michigan.
Yeah, so, I mean, they'll have options available, but crazy turn of events. And you could still have the Mike Tomlin Pittsburgh Steelers conversation. This time next week, we could be talking about that. You have Sean McDermott with the Bills. Mm-hmm. If they fall flat in round one versus Jacksonville.
You think Brandon Bean would fire McDermott?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely on the table.
They got a new stadium coming there, right?
They do.
Yeah, is that next year?
It's next year, they play their final game at...
That's right. Final game
Wilson
at Highmark.
Or whatever.
Yeah,
Highmark,
I know the name. Highmark Stadium, yeah.
That was sad. Some of those videos, it's sad when you leave a stadium. All those memories.
I know a lot of Cowboys fans are hoping for Brian Flores to be the defensive coordinator. But he is the odds-on favorite right now to be the next head coach of the Raiders. So with Tom Brady, the New England Patriots ties, that kind of thing, Brian
spy
Flores.
Tech.
Yeah, the spy tech aspect.
I mean, he just has so many good, smart players in Minnesota. If he doesn't get one of these head coaching jobs, I can't imagine him thinking, I'm going to go to the Cowboys for about the same amount of money and get my teeth kicked in and look like an idiot.
Yeah, but he might. I know people on the text will jump in there and crush me on this one. I would sell the aspect of I have Dak Prescott as my quarterback and you got J.J. McCarthy.
Okay. All right.
That would be my sell.
Yeah, I just wonder, though, is it like, then, does it matter how much winning we're doing or does it matter how badass my defense is?
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And even if we're losing and missing the playoffs, everybody knows my defense is awesome.
So much pressure on him to have to hold defenses to nothing when you got a quarterback like J.J. McCarthy. But if you were to bring that up, he would probably say, well, yeah, Jerry, but J.J. McCarthy beat you guys, when they went, you went head up.
How do you look against your defense?
Yeah, but I would try and sell the idea if I'm – I want to go, if I'm Brian Flores, I want to go where I know I have an offense where I don't have to throw a bagel out there every day to win games. That's a lot of pressure.
You know what talks, boys? The money. That's all that matters when it comes to Brian Flores. If you want Brian Flores, you open the checkbook. Selling him on the J.J. McCarthy thing, that's a good idea. Why not? You know it'll work.
Okay. Watch this. You could spend $15 million on Brian Flores or $15 million on a corner or edge.
I can do both because there's no salary cap coaches.
Just hypothetical, bro.
Just say you're going to spend one or the other.
I'd rather have the player. I think the players make the coaches.
I'll take the coordinator. Even if he is a one and done. I mean, if he fixes he's gone.
Oh, yeah.
He would definitely earn a head coaching job if he could fix this defense.
yeah, for sure. You probably have the player for longer than you end up having the defensive coordinator there.
What about you, Chief?
Yeah, I'm probably going player.
You want the player?
Yeah, I'll go player there. Especially for that specific scenario.
Dawson's because I smart one in the group.
I don't think that Brian Flores is going to be here very long.
I mean, they're going to spend the money on players. If I don't get a $15 million player, I'm going to get 3 5s. You know, we'll get the players.
Okay,
we'll probably get
3 2s.
All right, I'm gonna
12 2 and a half.
Yeah, 12 2 and a half.
I don't want the 2s here.
Yeah. Okay.
Not with how they've drafted.
I'm taking the coach.
Yeah, I get it. No, I totally get it.
Yeah, because I'm legitimately a team builder over here.
Right.
Well,
you've proven that time and time again.
Brian's bored. He's gone to savage trolling at this point.
Yes.
Shut up and let me troll you.
Gosh, come on.
All right, boys.
What? Is it guess that spread time?
7.5.
No. It's not that time.
It's that time because I've been
it's
watching.
Tuesday, boys.
Yeah, but you got to sneak it. You got to get it in here before we've looked.
You guys,
have already looked.
Broadus hit me with the 10.5. I thought that was a mind-blowing spread. You have the Rams going to Carolina.
You know what? I've started to look now knowing that at some random moment you might ask.
He hasn't done it.
I can't remember what I had for lunch.
When you least expect it. Well, this guy can remember what he's had for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I take you to the fantasy football punishment.
Is this another one of the Waffle House, which I would not bother me.
No, this is a new iteration. That's why I'm bringing it to the table.
Not bother me one bit.
It's not something I've ever seen before. They call this the Joey Jaws.
Oh,
you got to eat so much.
We're talking hot dogs.
We're talking dogs.
Let's go.
So the punishment is for this particular fantasy football league, and they've documented it on social media here over the last week, but you have the biggest loser in the fantasy football league. He has to consume 71 hot dogs to match the Joey Jaws record of 71 hot dogs that he put down in 10 minutes at Coney Island. Okay, but here's the kicker.
How long do you have?
You have all week. You can't eat anything else until you've put down the 71 dogs.
Okay.
So this dude is having to go breakfast, lunch, and dinner, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, until he gets to the 71 hot dogs. Now, he's not doing Nathan's, which I think is a little bit of a joke. He's going Oscar Mayer here. Okay, I guess that's a personal preference thing.
What's the problem with
those? He can't put anything on it either. You have to eat it like Joey Jaws does, which is with no condiments.
But you can dunk it in high C.
You can dunk it if you want to do the dunk, okay? I can't imagine.
It works for speed.
It works for speed, but this is not for speed. This is a marathon. All this guy gets to eat is hot dogs until he reaches 71.
That's a great punishment.
That's a really good Ooh, punishment
that's
right
strong.
There.
I would that'd be miserable.
I'd rather do the Waffle House. You know, you're kind of ripping the Band-Aid off a little bit more. It's 24 hours, so I mean, it's not the quickest Band-Aid ripping, but you're eating your way out of that and you're knocking time down, so you're probably talking about like whatever, 12, 15 hours in a Waffle House. Or all week, all you get to eat is plain and dry freaking hot dogs till you get to 71.
Can I grill them? At least get some grill marks going on there?
I do. I don't believe there's any.
I think Joey and them boil them.
Caveats.
I think they boil them.
So I think.
I mean, the boiled dog is one of the most disgusting smells in the world.
No question.
I think I'd be vomiting by the time I got through dog 20.
See, the thing
just overall disgusted with myself and what's happening in my stomach.
Okay, would you rather go boiled dogs, but you can have the condiments, or grilled dogs, but no condiments?
Grilled dogs.
Grilled dogs, no condiment? Yeah. I think I'd go boiled dog with the condiment.
Give me the boil with the mustard.
Yeah, bro, lather that mustard on there. Yeah.
Okay, the Nathan standard for the hot dog contest is grilled dogs. They do cook them on the grill.
All right.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
You should be able to grill them if they're going by this.
Honestly, how many a day you could think you could eat?
50.
So this guy's planning
hot dogs
over the course of a day. Yeah,
I googled the calories. We're looking at 100 calories per standard dog.
Is that just the wiener, or is that bun included?
Oh, that's a good point.
I was kind of
thinking. What about that sodium?
Yeah, sodium. You're going to be wearing that in your face.
You're going to be thick
for weeks.
This
guy's going with a 7-day marathon here.
I think I could eat 9 dogs a day.
9, that's it?
That's it.
I did 9.5 in 10 minutes.
This guy's going 10.
You got this.
I think three in the morning, 3 at lunch, 3 at dinner. That's kind of what I would do.
Okay, right, so this guy's doing the same thing, except he's going 4 at dinner.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing. So he's going 10 dogs a day.
Yeah. It's another 110 calories for the bun.
You got to do this for, it's going to be a week. You just got to do it. You got to do it for a week.
It's a full week of grinding that out. I'm gonna try and get this done in maybe 3 days.
I'm with you. I like as many as possible. Let's just try and do this.
I
kind of
feel like that if I Mardi Gras Brian this thing, I can maybe eat more.
Yo, you drink.
Let me grill them outside and have like a kegger going on, I think I could do
20 or 30 dogs a day.
Yeah, like easily. That. Easily. Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah. The drunker I get, the more I eat.
30 dogs a day.
No, seriously. Yeah. I can eat Jack in the Box tacos. If you got me really drunk, maybe 10 tacos?
Easily.
Easily.
Yeah. Easily. Oh, yeah. 15, yeah, 20. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm with you on that.
You know, but I can't eat unless I'm
smoked. Think about just how Chief, you would be so sick of these hot dogs.
We can't
bro.
Do brats.
Like, probably 3. No, can't, you can't do brats.
Can't do brats.
You can't do it because I'm with you. There's no question. The brat is the superior. Dog.
When I first got into radio, we got to go way back to my early days of radio. But I was broke.
Jim Swinson.
And I was trying to get fit. You know, I was trying to do that whole thing. And I decided I'm just going to eat grilled chicken and broccoli. Right. This was going to be a cheap way. Yeah. And it did work. But after about 10 days, I was disgusted by chicken.
Yeah.
Incredibly disgusted. It took me like 2 months to reset the palate.
Yeah. I guarantee it. Especially when you're going. When you're going with the breast on that, you're probably not doing a ton of seasoning. It gets dry. You know,
chicken pepper. Thighs.
If you're going thighs or something, it can that make be, it a little would, bit easier. Yeah.
I think 9 hot dogs a day. I really do.
I think I'm probably
that's light.
I'm looking at going 15 to 20.
Day 2, we're jumping, right? Because we're stretching our stomach. Every sitting, we're getting just a little uncomfortable full to add. And by the time you get to day 3 or 4, I think you're going to finish it with a sprint.
I'm trying to not.
Should we try this
out in a day?
Just try it, just to see.
I mean, you do have a lot of bet payoffs to pay off, so I would let this count as 2. I don't know if you guys are on board with
I'm
that.
I'm going to let it ride.
Oh, you wouldn't payoffs. Do it either? You wouldn't do it?
I would do it with brats.
This could be fun, actually.
I would do it with brats.
I would be interested.
We could do it when we go to Surprise, and just all week, that's all we get to eat.
Holy jeez.
Because we're going to have some Mardi
Gras.
You're
going to come back looking like Ben Roethlisberger and Philip Rivers in the face.
Yeah.
We could do it at the ballpark, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know. We're there for 5 days, right?
Yeah, 5 days. Five days of dogs. Yeah, that's.
I'm
true.
Gonna have to get a nicer dog. Could I get a discount on the number if I you know upgrade to bratwurst? You know, do the calorie conversions because it's the nastiness of that basic dog. That's just raw bologna.
Yeah, it really is.
It's a little Polish sausage.
And by the time you're on your 50th one in 3 days, you're just going
to
be
so
sick.
So we go to Dollar Dogs at the ballpark. That's kind of what we're dealing with, right?
Pretty much what you're dealing with.
No condiments, just a dog in the wrapper.
I just got to have some mustard on mine.
I know the you no know, condiments and a thing is really just a killer.
Well, and that's the thing about this punishment, man. It
but if
really
it's grilled, Dawson's right. You got a chance if it's grilled.
Yeah, you got a much better chance for sure, but hell of a payoff, hell of a punishment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,